The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
It's another manic Monday.
It's after 7 o'clock, a manic Monday indeed. This is the Joe Piscopo Show. Joe Piscopo is believed to be in California. There's a chance he may be in Nevada. We're not exactly sure, but we know he's somewhere working. I'm Frank Morano here with Al Gattulo. We'll be here until 10 o'clock this morning, trying to shepherd you through and tell you everything that's in the news. You know, we spoke a little bit about the news yesterday that that Donald Trump made with his tweet. I don't want to let Friday's tweet storm go by, in which Donald Trump was tweeting about LeBron James. This is what he said Friday evening. LeBron James was just interviewed by the dumbest man on television, Don Lemon. He made LeBron look smart, which isn't easy to do. I like Mike. Now, I'm out of all the Trump tweets, I don't love the idea of the president just going out of his way to attack professional athletes, but he really didn't do that, because he was responding to criticism of LeBron James, who is a public figure, criticizing him. So, I mean, what do you expect? Do you think Donald Trump is the kind of guy, based on everything you've observed of him, that's going to say, oh, he's going to shrug and say, oh, you know, I'm going to take it and just let people comment about me and bash me and my policies?
But look at what LeBron James is doing in Cleveland. Now, he signed a contract to play with the Los Angeles Lakers for the next couple seasons. But here LeBron James opens up a school in Cleveland, offering kids free education. If they succeed in graduating this school, they're going to get free college, GEDs and job assistance for the parents of the people who are going to the school. He's doing all these different things. Breakfast and lunch is included, snacks, all this other stuff, busing. I don't know of another athlete who has given so much to his hometown as much as LeBron James has. I get it. You have the right to criticize whoever you want. President at this point, you know what? He's got better things to do.
I agree with you 100%. You're absolutely right. And that's part of the reason even Melania put out a statement, Melania, the first lady, in support of LeBron James, which is very rare to have the first lady putting out a statement supporting the person that the president is bashing. But here's where the media, and again, I don't think they're enemies of the people, and we could talk about that later if you want, but this is where the media just takes it too far. I call the media the boy who cried Trump, because everything that Donald Trump does is instantly the worst thing that anybody has ever done. And so every time they criticize him, in my view, and so over the top, the criticism, they lose a little bit of credibility. Now, with LeBron James, that series of tweets, and I agree with Al, that LeBron James is a guy that, you know, has done a lot of good things. You know, just let it go. Who cares? But that's not good enough for so many in the mainstream media, because they're not just saying that Trump was wrong to criticize LeBron James. They're saying that it's more evidence of him basically being racist. So NBC national affairs analyst John Heilman calls this just another example of Trump's attacks on the African-American community.
Barack Obama, first African-American president of the United States. Oh, he's from Kenya. Mm-hmm. Maxine Waters, she's an idiot. Don Lemon, he's an idiot. Mm-hmm. Black athletes, they're all SOBs. The Central Park Five, guilty.
And it doesn't stop there. They had on Princeton professor of religion and African-American studies, Eddie Gloud, who says he's not surprised by Donald Trump's comments on LeBron James.
In this instance, to go after LeBron really reveals, I think, very clearly a pattern that kind of speaks to his ongoing belief about black folks.
I think this is absolutely absurd. You want to disagree that Trump shouldn't have, you know, tweeted against LeBron James as Al did? Fine. Let's have a conversation about that. But by implying that the president is racist or somehow hostile to African Americans because the person he criticizes happens to be black is absolutely absurd. Now, the president's, he's criticized plenty of white people, too. You want to ask Nancy Pelosi how she enjoys being criticized by the president? Last time I checked, she's got a nice tan, but she's not black. Chuck Schumer, he gets criticized by the president all the time. Not black. And let's look back at Donald Trump's history. I mean, Donald Trump, historically, a very good friend of Mike Tyson, Don King, Al Sharpton. And when he was thinking about running for president back in 2000, he was asked in an interview on ABC, I believe it was, he said on network television, he said, who would you like to pick as your running mate? What kind of person would you like as your running mate? His answer, Oprah Winfrey. Now, I have news for you. If you're a racist, you don't say the person that you want to be your running mate is a black woman. The president is not a racist. You can love him. You can hate him. You can think he's doing a great job. You can think he's doing a terrible job. The president is not a racist. And for you to call him one, it so takes away from anything else that comes after in your argument. You want to talk about the Central Park Five? You know what? There's a lot of people that still believe the Central Park Five were guilty. So the president, and again, you notice that they have to go back 30 years to find evidence of this alleged racism. Makes me sick. Makes me sick. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. Also talking a little bit about this this tweet yesterday regarding the president acknowledging for the first time that, well, not for the first time, really. He did allude to this in his press conference with Emmanuel Macron a year ago, but acknowledging on Twitter for the first time that the meeting that Donald Trump Jr. took with some Russian folks that were closely tied to Vladimir Putin was about getting opposition research on Hillary Clinton. And that is a little bit different from the statement that was put out by the Trump team, in which he said initially this was a meeting having to do with Russian adoption. So the president's lawyer, Jay Sekulow, who you can hear on our station every night at 6 p.m., was on ABC's This Week yesterday. He blasted reports that special counsel Robert Mueller's team is reviewing the president's tweets for possible obstruction of justice.
Justice by tweet is absurd. The president has the First Amendment right to put his opinions out there.
And of course, I think Jay Sekulow is right there. Now, somebody that is not convinced that the president has done nothing wrong is Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff, who's making a career out of alleging Russian collusion. He's the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee. He says there's a possibility that the Russians are going to interfere in the midterm elections this year. This was Adam Schiff.
As long as the Russians interfere on Donald Trump's side in the midterms, Vladimir Putin can count on the president to never call him out. And that leaves us all too vulnerable.
Well, okay. We'll see where that goes, Mr. Schiff. 877-970-2999. If you'd like to comment, that's 877-970-2999. Also, a rather disturbing story. Over the weekend, Al went through a litany of disturbing stories from the death of Charlotte Ray to an 8-month-old baby that was found in the East River. But the front page of today's New York Post has to do with a drunk bus driver who was smashed and then smashed the bus into
a number of cars.
Right. So Lenny Lackman had a blood alcohol level of 0.329. That's four times the legal limit. So when he plowed his bus with nine passengers into a row of cars in Brooklyn yesterday. Now, look, I put up with a lot as a bus driver every day. I just fell asleep on the bus just now. And I will tell you, I don't have a lot of expectations of my bus driver. I'm not expecting a seat. I'm not expecting him to be courteous, although oftentimes
they
are.
Wait a minute. In the hour of the morning that you go, don't you expect a seat? I mean, the bus is usually empty.
It's not usually empty.
Really?
Every seat was filled on that bus I was just on.
This morning?
Yeah. It's crowded. But the one thing that I feel like I should have a reasonable expectation as a bus passenger is that my bus driver is not going to be drunk.
Of course.
Is that too much to ask? 877-970-2999.
How is that too much to ask?
I don't think it is.
And he's young, this guy, right? He's
29 years old. 29 years old.
And so what is he doing
on a
Sunday
morning?
Oh, no,
you're right. He's 24.
24. Okay. What is he doing at 24 at 1:30 in the morning drinking the amount that he is drinking?
Well, apparently he was drinking Georgie vodka.
You want to talk about vodka. Oh, yeah. Georgie vodka you can get a pint of for about $2.50 in liquor stores.
So cops seized two bottles of the booze from him, one opened and one still sealed. Now, we did a taste test last New Year's Day where we compared all the different versions of vodka, 14 different versions of vodka. Hank was here, my friend Richard Luthman, who's now listening to us at the MDC in Brooklyn. He was here. And nobody had anything nice to say about Georgie vodka.
It's gross.
They didn't know it was Georgie, but in a blind taste test, nobody picked Georgie vodka.
Georgie vodka was the vodka that my friends and I used to drink when we were underage drinking.
Right.
You mix it with orange juice or pineapple juice to try and get a little drunk. It's the grossest stuff on the planet.
It's terrible.
I might as well drink battery acid at this point.
So if you're listening to us and you're an MTA bus driver, please don't drink until afterwards.
But
that's
that's what I don't understand. I don't understand bus drivers that do this, sanitation workers. I mean, there are plenty of people that do this.
It's rare.
But it's rare that they get caught. But why are they doing it? You can't wait till you get home?
Well, I think it is rare, though. And if you're a bus driver and you're not drunk right now, call us and tell us if it is
rare. But think about that. At 24, you have that kind of an abuse problem with alcohol?
Clearly, four times
over the legal limit, you have to have an issue.
I'm all for throwing the book at this guy.
Yeah.
All right, let's say hello to Dolores in Brooklyn. Dolores, hello.
Hello, good morning. I just want to comment on Mr. Donald Trump, President Trump. I have a close relative who worked for him for over 20 years, and he wasn't a great fan of his, and he's a taskmaster, and before the election I asked him if he was a racist, and he said absolutely not.
Well, and see, there you have it.
He just said he gets things done, and he wants you to do the right thing. That's basically what he told me.
Well, fair enough, Dolores. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I'm not sitting here saying that Donald Trump is a candidate for sainthood. Of course not. But I think when you start, look, I don't care if you don't want to vote for Donald Trump. There's most people in this country did not vote for Donald Trump. In fact, if you look at everyone that voted in the election last year or 2 years ago, there were more than 11 million people that voted for a candidate other than Donald Trump. So I am aware that there are people that don't like Donald Trump.
And there's a map out there. I believe the Times put it out.
My issue, though, is when you don't say, I don't like Donald Trump, I don't want to vote for Donald Trump. My issue is when you start saying, oh, Donald Trump's a racist because he criticized LeBron James. No, I think to somehow say LeBron James and Don Lemon are immune from criticism because they're black, that's the more racist attitude, in my judgment. But, you know, talking about this bus driver, Al, this bus driver, ironically, had posted memorials to four ex-schoolmates from Richmond Hill High School who were killed when their pal, who was high on marijuana, crashed his sports car while speeding at 110 miles per hour on a stretch of the Long Island Highway. Mm. So clearly he knew about the hazards of driving, you know, while under the instance of, you know,
influence of
being under some sort of substance abuse.
Right.
So 877-970-2999. Let's say hello to Tom in the Bronx. Now, this is not the infamous Tom in the Bronx, is it?
I don't know if I'm infamous or anything like that, but as a retired TA employee who ran subway trains, the TA's policy is very stringent, but I don't think it goes far enough. I think if you're employed in that kind of industry where you're a bus operator, train operator, whatever, where you got passengers' lives at stake, the consumption of alcohol on or off duty should be absolutely prohibited.
Well, it's not automatically, it's not strictly prohibited now?
No, the rule is you cannot drink within 8 hours of your shift.
Oh, well, I'll agree with you, Tom. Yeah, no, that's got to change. It should absolutely be prohibited. No, it's very, very good. Yeah, you got Cthulhu. All right, 877-970-2999. A lot of other stuff to get to. We're putting in some new sanctions on Iran. I know all you sanction lovers out there will be very pleased when we return. I'll tell you why I'm not so sure this is the best idea in the world. 877-970-2999. Anything you want to comment is fair game, from drunken bus drivers to racist or racially insensitive tweets to the media being the enemy of the people. Any subject is fair game. 877-970-2999. The Long Island Railroad is an absolute mess this morning. I wonder how it's affecting the traffic for those of us that are not taking the train. Brandy Scott has all the traffic that's worth hearing about.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning, Cross Bronx on the westbound side. Solid right now. Westchester Ave to 3rd Ave. Deegan southbound. That's got you stop and go. Fordham Road to the Cross Bronx. Southbound Harlem River Drive. You're packed there. Approaching the FDR, we've got an accident on the Grand Central westbound. That has you solid. Approaching 168th Street. Belt westbound, we've got another hit there right by the Van Wyck. And at your Hudson River crossings, inbound at the George, upper level 20 minutes. Lower level accident just cleaned up under the apartments. Looking like 15 minutes there. Inbound Lincoln and Holland tunnels running at 25 minutes. Alternate side in effect. And LIRR around Conkuma Branch, eastbound service delays of up to 30 minutes. Westbound still currently suspended. We had a person struck by a train earlier this morning. Mix of sun and clouds this afternoon, close to 95. Clear skies tonight, temperatures head into the mid-70s. This report is brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society, and the Ad Council. Shelter pets are amazing pets, and the only way to find out how truly amazing they are is to meet one. So visit the shelterpetproject.org today and adopt. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors know there's nothing small about your business. That's why they offer one-on-one partnerships and reliable business PCs with Intel Core processors to help you get business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
This is Steve Adubato. I know that AM 970 listeners want to hear compelling and important conversations. That's why my TV series, One-on-One with Steve Adubato, brings viewers conversations with people who matter and are making a difference. So check out One-on-One weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV, 11:30 p.m. on Fios One, and late night on WNET Channel 13, that's PBS, at 12:30 a.m.
Catch my friend Steve Adubato every weeknight on One on One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, a financial fund run by UC San Diego students wants to revive MoviePass. Triton Funds is a $25 million California-based alumni fund. It's advised by faculty. MoviePass parent company Helios and Matheson hope to reverse its stock decline with a reverse stock split. It temporarily boosted the price to $22.50 a share, but at the Friday close, the stock had skidded to 7 cents. Two Facebook analysts see Facebook's recent slide as a reason to buy it. Mark Mahaney, internet analyst at RBC Capital Markets, says Facebook can still put ads on Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp. Evercore analyst Anthony DiClemente says Facebook is investing in security and has room to grow. The Dow was up 136 on Friday. NASDAQ added 9. S&P gained 13. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Joe Pizzola.
Transform your child's summer with Mathnasium. Children of all skill levels enjoy our math-focused summer programs like fractions, multiplication, algebra readiness, and more. These programs prevent summer learning loss and get kids ready for the year ahead. Mathnasium is the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. We have over 900 centers worldwide. Call 855-SUMMER-5 to contact yours. That's 855-SUMMER-5. At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
When you or a family member's in an accident, think Bramnick. Available 7 days a week. Phone consultations are free and accident cases are handled on a contingency fee. No recovery, no fee. If a lawsuit is necessary, the Bramnicks have the resources to pursue the case and take it to trial. The Bramnick lawyers handle on-the-job accidents as well as a wide variety of cases involving negligence. If it's an accident, then you need to call Bramnick at 1-877-423-4878. That's 1-877-423-4878 or at johnbramnick.com.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. .com. That's the smart way to buy. .com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
We're trying to get Alcatula to play some more Heat-related theme song, bumper music later on. No. So far, it's been limited success. 877-970-2999.
Why do people need to be reminded of the fact
because
that it's boiling
they
hot?
They feel
out.
Like you're soldiering with them. If they get,
I am soldiering with them in solidarity.
Soldiering.
I'm wearing a
you're
t-shirt
not.
And shorts.
I know, but they don't see that on the radio.
Sandals on.
They
you're missing the point.
They don't see that on
doesn't
the radio.
Matter.
All right. Well, today's a big day on the international stage because we are putting into effect more sanctions on Iran. Actually, I guess a better way of putting it is we are reinstating more sanctions against Iran. We all remember that President Trump pulled the United States out of the Iran nuclear agreement, and the White House is expected to detail how these sanctions are going to be implemented today. Now, this is going to affect Iran's buying of U.S. dollars, its gold trade, and its automotive industry. Trump withdrew from the United States from the 2015 Iranian nuclear agreement back in May. Further sanctions hitting Iran's oil industry are set to go into effect in November. Now, I have long been... Now, Iran, again, is a bunch of... A bad group of guys, okay? This is the kind of country...
A bad group of guys.
Yeah.
The terrorists.
Well, hang on. I think that requires a broader discussion, whether or not they are or not.
Okay.
But the Iranian government... Iran is a place where... You will be lashed for dancing in public. Iran is a place where it is largely a theocracy. Iran is a place where when President Trump pulled us out of the Iranian nuclear deal, members of the Iranian legislature were burning the American flag in the legislature itself. So Iran is far from this bastion of Jeffersonian democracy. Two points very quickly that I'll make. One is sanctions have almost never worked in terms of regime change. The one place where you can maybe make the case that American sanctions were effective at getting the country that we were sanctioning to do what we wanted them to do was South Africa. In that many people believe that American-led sanctions did play a role in getting them to end their apartheid policy. Maybe. Okay. Let's give you South Africa. Everywhere else that we have implemented sanctions, everywhere else on the globe, and it remains to be seen how this is going to work out in North Korea, Iraq, Russia, you name a country that we have sanctioned uniformly, what has happened in those places is the people that are starving, whatever despot is in charge of that government, gets to go to the people in that country and say, you know, you would have plenty of food. I would give you the food. You'd have food, you'd have money, you'd have oil. But the United States has implemented all these sanctions. You want to know why you're starving? Take a look at President Bush. Take a look at President Obama. Take a look at President Trump. They've decided that you shouldn't have anything to eat. So sanctions have become a great tool for dictators to foment more anti-American discontent in their own countries. Now, with respect to Iran, my attitude towards Iran is very similar to my attitude towards Russia. The one big difference is, you know, Russia is not motivated and dominated by this Islamic theocracy. Okay, but other than that, there are a striking number of parallels. It is absolutely essential that we work to have better relations with Russia, and it is absolutely essential that we work to have better relations with Iran. Why? Because Iran is the, other than the United States, the number one leading adversary of ISIS. You want to know who's really taking the fight to ISIS? It's Iran. You want to know which country has people dying every day fighting ISIS? It's Iran. So if you believe, as I do, that ISIS and similarly situated terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda is an existential threat, which I do believe it is, to America and the West, it's essential that we work with Iran. It's not recommended. It's essential. The other thing, if you've been following the news for the last 15 years, you might have noticed this government that we're currently in the midst of propping up in Iraq. Iraq, other than Israel, is technically the only democracy in the Middle East. And the government in Iraq is allied really with only two countries, the United States and Iran. So it's essential that we work with Iran if we're interested in coming up with a plan to beat once and for all permanently ISIS. If we're interested in working with a long-term plan to end this crisis in Yemen, if we're interested in beating back and breaking the back of Al-Qaeda, and if we're interested in propping up this government in Iraq, which we created. So for both of those reasons, it's essential that we work to have better relations with Iran. So I don't think this is a good day for American diplomacy. The Trump diplomatic team has had a lot of wins. I don't think that I would count this as one. You're welcome to disagree. 877-970-2999. And the other problem is, this is the last comment I'll make, and then you're welcome to say whatever you want, is the other problem is right now, you may not think it, but the current president of Iran, Rouhani, is a moderate. And all this does, the sanctions and similar issues with ratcheting up the anti-Iran rhetoric, it emboldens the extremists in Iran. You remember who was before Rouhani? It was Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, a guy who, you know, before he would have breakfast, he would say death to Israel a few times, a Holocaust denier. So by Rouhani and the moderate faction in Iranian politics looking like a bunch of losers now within Iran, this is going to embolden the hardliners, the Ahmadinejads, the people that were burning the American flag, the Holocaust deniers, the people that want Israel wiped off the face of the earth. So I don't love this. That's my two cents. 877-970-2999. Paul in Queens. Hello there, Paul. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Frank. I'm just going to try to make it a little bit simple with the LeBron issue. LeBron came up with a statement right after the pastors from low-level, you know, neighborhoods that are high crime and homelessness came over to visit President Trump, and he called him a pro-black president. I think I know. Listen, you know what? The president has to fight back. But what the president should do, if we can get in touch with him, since you know he listens to the station a lot, is right now call the bluff of every athlete, get the priest back in all the low level neighborhoods, and say, look, instead of attacking me, let's sit down with the pastors, let's get rid of the crime and the gangs, and help the homelessness. If we could do it. Are you going to beat up on me, or you want to help the neighborhood? Let's do it that way.
Yeah, but fair enough there, Paul. Thank you. 877-970-2999. Let's say hello to Neil on Staten Island. Hello there, Neil.
Good morning, Frank. I want to say two things. The first one is about Iran that you just said. I don't know how you consider the moderates when Netanyahu says that they're the ones that are supplying Hamas with the arms and mortars and rockets that are being shot into Israel. To me, that doesn't sound like a moderate. And the second thing I wanted to say is that on last week, a sanitation tire came off a garbage truck and killed a civilian employee of the police department. That happens more often than not. It happened to my friend on the Bruckner. A tire flew across and hit his windshield. He was lucky. He didn't get injured. But the week after that on the Bruckner, another tire came off and killed a fireman. So, and the reason, according to the police when they investigated it, it was that the lug nuts weren't tightened after they had work done on their cars. So I would say to most people, always check your lug nuts after you have brake work or tires put on your car. Don't assume that they're going to make it tight, because for the one time they don't make it tight, somebody's going to be in a lot of problems.
Yeah, that's good advice there, Neil. I can't argue with you there. Absolutely. 877-970-2999. When we come back, I'll tell you why China now views Winnie the Pooh as an enemy of the state. We'll take your calls on anything and everything. 877-970-2999. First, here's Uncle Tula with the news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
78 degrees at 736. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A baby in Jersey City is okay after being involved in the crash of a stolen vehicle. Officials say an unidentified woman asked a man she knew to watch her car Saturday while her baby was inside. The man then drove away and was briefly chased by police before calling off the pursuit after learning the baby was inside. The suspect eventually crashed into several vehicles and was arrested. The baby was unharmed. Police still have a lot of questions following a bizarre incident that unfolded in an iconic New York City restaurant. A man jumped out of a freezer at Sarah Beth's restaurant on West 80th Street and Amsterdam Avenue around 11 yesterday morning and began attacking employees and then died. Workers say when they opened the door to the walk-in freezer, a 54-year-old man jumped out and began fighting with them. The employees managed to pin him to the ground. That's when police say he suffered some sort of medical attack. 911 was called and the attacker was rushed to the hospital where he died. In sports, Yankees blew a 3-run lead in the ninth inning, lost 5-4 against the Red Sox in 10 innings. Bombers were swept in the 4-game set. They've lost 5 in a row overall. They are now 9.5 games back of the Red Sox in the American League East. Mets also lost in 10 innings to the Braves by the same 5-4 score. Sports is sponsored by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Brandy Scott's got the answer. Oh, no. Actually, we'll have spots, and then we'll be back right after this.
On August 10th, get ready for a comedy that's off the leash.
Do you think I'm ridiculous throwing a party for my dog?
I would say that bouncy house is over the top.
Four lonely strangers will discover that man's best friend...
No offense, but is your dog pregnant or just super fat?
...are the best matchmakers.
Dogs open their hearts to love and to be loved.
This dog has made us a family.
Dog Days, in theaters this Friday.
Take one atom of nitrogen and bond it with one atom of oxygen. Boom! You just created nitric oxide, a miracle molecule your own body makes that fuels your cardiovascular health, keeping you vibrant. But as we all age, our bodies need help generating more natural nitric oxide. Superbeets by Human has harnessed the power of nutrient-enriched beets and created a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide on its own. The core philosophy of Human is to develop heart-healthy products for your body. Just one teaspoon of Superbeets daily supports your cardiovascular health and blood pressure levels, giving you natural energy without the need of a quick caffeine kick or sugar high. That is why I take Super Beats every single day. I have high blood pressure issues, and it helps keep my blood pressure down. We're talking real, healthy, natural energy. 800-996-3406 or go to elderbeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats and free shipping with your first purchase. Feel the 1+1=boom effect of Super Beats. Call 800-996-3406 or go to elderbeats.com today.
We all
know, the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
So if you own or rent a home or apartment or own a business, you have a huge opportunity to impact this generation and the next by choosing green renewable energy sources. When you buy renewables from Blue Rock Energy, you're getting energy sourced and developed right here in New York State, keeping dollars and creating jobs for our communities. With Blue Rock, you can choose to purchase 30%, 50%, or 100% of your annual electricity usage in clean renewable energy sourced directly from New York State. Blue Rock's pricing for sustainable sources is substantially lower than most competitive suppliers, and they make it easy to include renewable energy for all or part of your home or business's power supply. Make the free and easy switch to Blue Rock Energy today and take control of your energy bill. Call today, 877-280-4909, or visit BlueRockEnergy.com to learn more and sign up. BlueRockEnergy.com.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
/7:41 This is the Piscopo in the Morning Show. Frank Moreno here with Al Gattulo. Happy Monday to you. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope you're staying cool today. How was your weekend, Al? What did you end up doing?
What did I do this weekend? Not much. Stayed home mostly. Hung out with my wife and had a few beverages. Mowed the lawn yesterday. The lawnmower broke at the very end. Oh. So 11 years is a good run, though.
Absolutely.
For a lawnmower.
I was looking at mowers yesterday. You know, it's funny. My longtime companion has been, she had a terrible cold all weekend long.
Yes.
Which is trouble for me because, you know, when she's home and unable to clean, then that spells trouble for me. That means there's going to be
place
all sorts
a mess.
Of, oh, yeah.
Cats are everywhere.
No. Well, no, more than that. I wouldn't notice if there was no roof in where I lived.
Yeah,
but it's that she will notice that there's all of a sudden now things that I have to do.
Right.
Around our apartment.
Wash the dishes.
Leave
things open in the refrigerator.
Right. Yeah. So she notices that the lights in our kitchen have been flickering. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I say, honey, why don't we tell the building and have them fix it? Her response, no. I don't want to wait 5 months like we waited for a towel rack. No.
Good point.
Her response is, why don't we take out the bulbs, and there's these big, long LED-style bulbs.
Right. Change them.
Why don't we take out the bulbs, go to Home Depot, get similar long light bulbs, and change them.
Makes sense.
So,
but, of course, in your world.
So that's what we do.
This is
we take out these lights. Mm-hmm. We go to Home Depot.
Right.
And we, you know, then go back
somebody,
and change
you have these.
Right. Whatever. No, we didn't even know. We found them on our own.
Oh, good.
42-inch LED bulbs, 32 watts.
Excellent.
And so we change the bulbs, and sure enough, they're still flickering, which tells me the problem was not the bulb. It was some
all right, but it's
broader,
trial and error, so
exactly,
I get it. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. But you know Staten Island. You grew up there.
Right.
The Home Depot we went to was on Forest Avenue.
Yes, I know the
so, one. So it was my longtime companion's first time out of the house in 3 days because she's been sick.
Sure.
So I say, honey, do you want to, we're right across the street from the movie theater. Do you want to go to the movies, right? And she said, all right, okay. So we end up, I see on MoviePass, which I'm a member of, which started out great. You could see as many movies as you want for $10 a month.
Yeah, but the business model wasn't exactly.
Exactly. So now they're paring back. So now you can't really see any movies that you'd want to see.
You have to see the movie that nobody wants to see.
It is that you could see all the mediocre movies that you want to see for the month, for $10 a month. You can't see anything.
Christopher Robin, Mission Impossible, no.
Right, exactly. No. Exactly.
No. Popular summer movies, absolutely
exactly.
Not. The one that's been in the theater for 72 weeks, no problem. We'll even give you popcorn.
Exactly. So we ended up seeing The Spy Who Dumped Me with Mila Kunis and Kate McKinnon.
Right.
And it can best be described as okay. And now,
it's when a comedy is described as okay, that means it's bad.
No, it's exactly what you would expect. Yeah. It's not thrilling.
Yeah.
As Dom DeLuise said of, you know, his gift, you know, prior to the treasure bath in History of the World, not thrilling, but nice.
Nice.
So, but we said maybe we'll sneak in to see Christopher Robin. Right. Okay. So we walk in the theater, but it already started.
Right.
So we were not going to watch a movie that had already started. But if we were in China, we would not even have that option. Let me tell you what's happening in China. Yes. China has banned the new Disney film, Christopher Robin, apparently because President Xi Jinping is furious at the string of memes comparing him to Winnie the Pooh. So this Pooh Xi fun goes back years when somebody paired a photo of this Chinese dictator and then President Barack Obama with a screenshot of the pudgy bear and his taller, thinner pal Tigger. Others followed and it became a thing. So Beijing started blocking mentions and images of Winnie the Pooh on social media. The ruling Communist Party is that sensitive to any perceived slight of the leader. So now this great film, well, I haven't seen it yet, but everyone says it's great. This great film about a grown-up Christopher Robin's reunion with his pals in the Hundred Acre Wood is being kept out of China. So that is awful.
It's
awful.
Ridiculous.
877-970-2999. If you saw the movie, you want to tell us what President Xi Jinping is missing. Let me say hello to Charles in Queens. Hello there, Charles.
Yes. Hi, guys. First of all, you guys really put on a very interesting show. I really enjoy listening to it almost every day. What I want to say, Frank, is I mostly agree with Frank Morano and very impressed with him. But just about 5-10 minutes ago, you said a few things that blew my mind. One, you said that Rouhani is a moderate, okay? You also said that the people are going to get fooled by the media, basically. Now, Rouhani, Obama himself or his people, definitely, openly admitted that Rouhani's not a moderate. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing. It's all the same game. They've been talking to the Iranian people, and that Obama and his people have been talking to them. I think even before Obama won the election, I mean, it was all a game. It was all a game with Iran. It's a joke. He's not a moderate. He's definitely not a moderate. Now, the people over there are intelligent people. It's not like in Iraq or Afghanistan. The people there, I think 50% are millennials, I think under 34, maybe younger than that. They have the internet. It doesn't get blocked completely. They're protesting. In 2009, during the Green Revolution, Obama didn't want to lend a hand. This government, under Trump, God bless him, is doing everything he can. The government should fall. The government will fall. I'm willing to bet you up and down with the donuts or whatever.
Well, okay. By when, Charles? By when? By when will this government fall?
In 2015, after I think two or three years of the...
By when from now?
It was going to fall when Obama gave him a hand and helped him out with $150 billion and so on.
Right, but so Charles, now, as we sit here now, when will this government fall?
I'm not a prophet.
Oh, I thought you were willing to...
I bet you within a year.
Okay, all right. So Charles, I'm going to put... Charles, Charles.
The currency there is falling precipitously.
Okay, Charles. I appreciate you.
Goodbye.
No.
No. I'm done.
Hang on. No. The clicking on the phone was annoying. Yeah. Charles, call back and give Jack Motherway, our telephone talent coordinator, your address and tell him what amount of money you want to bet. Because I will bet you any amount of money that come August 6, 2019, up to $2,000. I'll go up to $2,000. I will bet you that come August 6th, 2019, the government in Iran, there might be a new president, might be even a new supreme leader, but the Islamic Republic of Iran will exist exactly as it is. There will be no regime change in Iran. I'm willing to bet you any amount of money. So call back, give Jack your contact information, your phone number, your address, your email address, just so I can collect my money in a year from now. Or... if you should win, this way I know where to send the check. So just give Jack your address. Again, I'm not saying Rouhani's a moderate. I'm saying he's a moderate by the standards of Iranian politics. Now, what does that mean? Now, again, he's a hardline. He's an extremist by American standards, But in Iran, an extremist is somebody that calls for death to America. An extremist is someone who denies that the Holocaust took place. An extremist is someone that wants Israel wiped off the map. That's what Ahmadinejad is. That's what General Soleimani of the Quds forces is. That is not what Hassan Rouhani is. I'm not sitting here telling you Hassan Rouhani's a great guy. He's not. Again, this is a regime that lashes people for dancing in the street. That being said, it can be so much worse. So be it. All right. Well, we got to go to traffic. We'll take your calls next at 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. If you want to comment on anything we're discussing. But first, here's Brandi Scott with the traffic.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning, and finally some good news for LIRR riders. Service just restored both directions between Jamaica and Penn Station. Also on the Ronkonkoma branch, all services restored between Hicksville and Ronkonkoma. They've got a half-hour delay, though. However, New Jersey Transit riders, we've got numerous cancellations. You want to check the schedule before you head out. They say it's due to crew training. Southbound Harlem River Drive, that's got you stop and go. Fifth Ave to the Willis Ave Bridge. FDR on the southbound side, that's solid right now. You're packed between the Triborough into the 70s. Throgs Neck and Whitestone Bridge is looking pretty good heading Queensbound. Cross Island, that'll cost you some extra time northbound between the Grand Central and Northern Boulevard. Grand Central heading westbound, you're crawling. We've got an accident right by 168th Street. That has you inching by from the Cross Island. LAE westbound, that's stop and go right now between the Cross Island and Woodhaven Boulevard. Crash on the Belt westbound right by the Van Wyck. That has you packed from the JFK Expressway and at your Hudson River crossings. Inbound at the George, upper level 20, lower level running at 10. Inbound Lincoln 25, inbound Holland 20, alternate side in effect. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say, Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill. After she confirms, you can then say, Alexa, play the Answer New York. That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Morano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
The 4 for 4 from Wendy's has a lot of fans because it's a deal that gives you a sandwich plus 4 nuggets, a small fry, and drink all for just $4. But now the 4 for 4 has more variety than ever with 8 sandwich choices.
I'm loyal to the double stack.
I'm junior bacon cheeseburger through and through.
I pledge myself to the crispy chicken sandwich.
I'm loyal to my hunger.
Whether you're loyal to one sandwich or all 8, the Wendy's 4 for 4 has a sandwich for you. So try them all and pick your favorite. Now that's deliciously different.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first 5 callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say, this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk hotter than a match here.
All right, it is summer in the city, and it feels like it today. 5 minutes to 8 o'clock. This is the Piscopo in the Morning Show. Frank Moreno here with Al Gattulo. Joe Piscopo is not the only one that has found that it's too hot to work today. So has Joe Lundberg, who's off today. So dutifully filling in for Joe Lundberg in the AM 970, the Answer Weather Desk is Sean Tremont. Sean, how bad is it going to be today?
It's going to feel like we're at around 100 degrees at times today, especially if we're over the blacktop in the city. The actual high is going to be 93, but again, going to feel much hotter than that. In fact, there's a heat advisory in effect through 8 p.m. tomorrow, which means we're also looking at that heat again tomorrow, and an air quality alert in effect for high levels of ozone this afternoon and evening, and that's going to be due to the stagnation of the air, that heat, and of course, the typical city pollution levels being trapped at the surface. So looking very uncomfortable to be outside there today, tomorrow as well, and really for much of the week. We're going to drop down the temperature a little bit, but it's still going to be pretty warm and humid on Wednesday and Thursday. We're going to have a high of 88 on Wednesday and Thursday, a high of 87, and the humidity around again, probably keeping that feel in the 90s. And overall, not much rain left on the forecast, at least. I know it's been wet recently, but just a shower thunderstorm on Wednesday and a Wednesday night. Otherwise, looking dry here through at least Thursday and probably into Friday.
Well, thank you very much, Sean. We'll check in with you next hour. Hope you're doing something to stay cool.
Trying my best.
All right. A couple of minutes before 8 o'clock, coming up next hour, we're going to talk about the small business crisis that is affecting New York City. Every week, it seems like, a different iconic small business is being forced to close because they can't afford the rent. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, huge story that we've been following the last few days over whether or not it should be legal to publish the blueprints to print a 3D gun. So we're going to talk with the man who invented the 3D gun. He believes this is a freedom of speech issue. He believes he has the right to put on the internet these blueprints. What about the public safety concerns? Well, we're going to ask him. And we have a whole lot more. One story that caught my eye this morning, we were talking about TV earlier, and the Brady House, the house that the Brady Bunch lived in, is for sale. And apparently, Lance Bass, who was from the boy group NSYNC,
right,
was all set to buy it, and he's claiming that a real estate agent canceled his winning bid. So he said yesterday that he was feeling heartbroken. I mean, come on, heartbroken. After his plan to purchase the Studio City, California home went up, you know, it was canceled.
Right.
He said, quote, "This was a dream come true for me, and I spent the night celebrating amongst friends, family, and fans alike. The next day, due to unforeseen circumstances, the same agent informed us that there's another corporate buyer, Hollywood Studio, who wants the house at any cost." So, I mean, you have any sympathy here for Lance
Bass?
Well,
yeah. I mean, what he wanted to do, apparently, he wanted to turn it into like a tourist attraction.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Right. He feels that the developer that is buying it is going to knock it down and build something else on top. But the house really isn't a... If you wanted to live there, it really is. There's only two bedrooms, I think, and one bathroom. It's a small house, and it was only really the exterior shots that they showed on the Brady Bunch. I would have liked to have seen Lance Bass get it and turn it into a tourist attraction.
Yeah,
it would have been cool.
He said he made an offer that was way over the asking price.
Yeah, a lot of money.
Of $1.8 million. He said he paid more than that.
Right.
So I'm curious what people think of this. This guy places a bid for a house. It's accepted. And then all of a sudden, Hollywood Studio comes in and says, well, we'll pay any price at all. Is this just the free market at work? Or does Lance Bass have a right to be ticked off? 877-970-2999. Here's Al Gattulo with the news.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.